The last thing Teddy wanted was a long, useless conversation about politics. They were wasting time. The sooner he finished his business, the sooner he could return to the safety of Langley. "I'm here to ask a favor," he said slowly. "Yes, I know. What can I do for you?" The president was smiling and chewing, enjoying both the chicken and the rare moment of having the upper hand. "It's a little out of the ordinary. I'd like clemency for 3 federal prisoners." The chewing and smiling stopped, not out of shock, but out of confusion. Clemency was usually a simple matter, unless it involved spies or terrorists or infamous politicians. "Spies?" the president asked. "No, judges. One from California, one from Texas, one from Mississippi. They're serving their time together in a federal prison in Florida."
"Judges?"
"Yes, Mr. President." "Do I know these people?"
"I doubt it."
3 unknown judges. The president could sign his name 3 times and the matter would be over. Teddy would owe him. It would be a simple matter, but that was no reason to make things easy for Teddy. "I'm sure there's a good reason for this request," he said.
"Of course."
"A matter of grave national security?"
"Not really."
Nothing would come from grilling Teddy Maynard, nothing but frustration, and the president would not beg for information he'd never get. Whatever Teddy's motives were, he would take them to the grave.
"This is a bit confusing," the president said with a shrug.
"I know.
Let's leave it at that."
"What's the fallout?"
"Not much.
If it'll make matters easier, these gentlemen will agree to leave the country for at least 2 years.
Why?"
"It might look bad if they return home. Folks will know that they somehow got out early. This can be kept very quiet."
The president's last favor had dealt with nuclear spying. The CIA had a report documenting widespread infiltration of Chinese spies through virtually all levels of the U.S. nuclear arms program. The president learned of the report just days before he was scheduled to visit China for a highly touted summit. He asked Teddy to come have lunch, and over the same chicken and pasta, he asked that the report be held for a few weeks. Teddy agreed. Later he wanted the report modified to place more blame on prior administrations. Teddy rewrote it himself. When it was finally released, the president deflected most of the blame. Chinese spying and national security versus 3 obscure ex-judges. Teddy knew he would get the pardons. The waiter brought coffee. When he was gone, the president asked,
"Will this in any way hurt the vice president?"
And with the same expressionless face, Teddy said,
"No, how could it?"
"You tell me. I have no clue what you're doing."
"There's nothing to worry about, Mr. President. I'm asking for a small favor. With a little luck, this will not be reported anywhere."
They sipped their coffee and both wanted to leave. The president had a full afternoon with more pleasant matters. Teddy needed a nap. The president was relieved it was such a benign request. Teddy was thinking, "If you only knew."